there. Donna Reach here, aka Language Arts Lady, with episode number 23 of 10 Minute Grammar. This is part 3 of a 3-part series on teaching kids how to write about people. So, the first episode in this series, I talked in general why writing about people is one of the easiest things to teach in terms of writing. And this is for a number of reasons, one of which is because it is high interest for a lot of people. Most kids, especially if they get to choose who they write about, are very interested in writing about people. Secondly, facts about people are very easy to divide up. So students have an easier time putting the pieces where they need to go. Next, it is very easy to find information about people. Like everybody, is someplace on the Googles, as I like to say to my students. And lastly, it is easy to teach lengthening. And that's what I'm going to talk about a lot today in this episode, because this episode takes us into high school. So in the second to third, fourth, and fifth grade levels, I had a lot of great tips, and that was episode 21. 22 is when I moved into middle school, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And now we're going to delve a lot more into high school. So writing about people is one of the incremental reports that I have in my 4 research reports, Meaningful Composition book, which is one of the last books that students do with me. So students who come to me live, they usually come for CQLA, Character Quality Language Arts, for a number of years. And then when they're done with all of their grammar and spelling and so forth, then they will come for what I consider to be my college prep classes. And those are timed essays, and then a second semester is research. And so biography is one of those stepping stones to a really big research paper. And it's for the reasons that I just gave, because it is easy to break down, it is easy to find information, it is easy to lengthen. So I left off last time talking about how a great transition into writing like a 5-paragraph paper about a person is to have your students have 3 people. And I do this all the time as a benchmark, as a stepping stone to harder writing. And that is, I say, choose 3 things to write about. So in the terms of biographies, they choose 3 people, 1 paragraph about the first one, 1 about the second, and 1 about the third. Those people are all linked in some way. And so then that makes up a complete paper, right? They add an opening paragraph and a closing paragraph and so forth. Well, the same thing is true with high school level. If they haven't done a lot of people writing, that is where I would start. I would start with, okay, you know, obviously you can go all the way back to some of the second, third, fourth, fifth grade skills and really build up their confidence. But once they are ready to move into multi-paragraph writing, then one of the places to head would be to the 3 people. So 3 presidents' wives, 3 presidents, 3 explorers, 3 activists, 3 inventors, 3 authors, and so forth. And that makes that really easy. Then the next thing is the lengthening. And the lengthening process is one where we say, okay, this paragraph has this information. And a lot of times a paragraph about a person will have the 5 W's, right? It'll have who, what, when, where, why, how, that kind of thing in it. So the lengthening process from a 1-paragraph paper about somebody to a 3, 4, 5, or 6-paragraph paper about somebody is very easy, because all we have to do is pinpoint what is in that first original paragraph. So let's take a paragraph about Harriet Tubman, for example. Many of my students have been writing about her this month in Black History Month. And you take that Harriet Tubman paragraph and you say, okay, who Harriet Tubman, who was she born to, who was her family, and so forth. And all of a sudden, instead of who being 1 or 2 sentences, who can be an entire paragraph? When did all this take place? You know, maybe what would be next? What all took place? What did she do? And so forth. When, maybe a timeline of some sort, and so forth. So I literally take my student's paragraph and I'll highlight it in different colors, each of the topics that could become a complete paragraph. And they're amazed. They're just like, oh, all I have to do is get a little bit more about this and some more about this and some more about this and some more about this and I'll have four paragraphs? Yes. So that is a great thing about biography writing because it can always be lengthened easily. And not only easily, but also in a way that makes sense to students. Like, okay, I'm going to do early childhood, I'm going to do school and education and so forth. So that is another thing that I do in when they're writing about a single person is I help them with that breakdown. I always give my students frameworks. So when I say I'm helping them with that breakdown, I'm saying, for example, which aspect of your person's life do you want to focus on? Okay, his presidency. All right, so his presidency is going to be a big chunk, maybe a longer section. So let's go back to the beginning of his life. And let's break that down to birth and early childhood and education all in one paragraph, college and interning and so forth for another paragraph, jobs pre-president, maybe that's two paragraphs, and then you might have two or three paragraphs about his presidency. But I am helping them see that if you want your focus to be on this, that'll be more paragraphs. That'll be longer. But then your other ones, you still want this biographical information, but it won't be as long. So it helps them learn to prioritize and also to divide up information. Another way of differentiating very, very well in high school writing is the expectations of what the student has to have in the paper. So in the research class, for example, everybody is at the same level. Everybody is just finishing a biography of their choice. And this is a second of three for the semester. This is a big semester, long papers. And this one, I believe, is 20 paragraphs. And they divide it into sections, just like I just said. And this is definitely, you know, more advanced writing because they've been through many years of grammar and writing and spelling and vocabulary and so forth with me. But whether it's 20 paragraphs or it's four paragraphs, the expectations that I have will be changed, will be differentiated based on their level. So I will say, okay, I want basic students to have two quotes. You either need to have a quote paragraph at the as an opening or a quote paragraph as your closing using a quote opening or closing template. And they have my templates to do that from. Okay. Then I say, okay, and then you need one more quote in the body. And if they're younger, I might say you can have a quote by your person or about your person. Just make it very simple. If they are older or more experienced with quotes, then I say, I want you to have one quote by a person and one quote that is lifted text. And they've learned that already, so they know my expectations. The expectations grow with the students, and it makes the projects more challenging and more interesting to them, but it also gives them a chance to practice everything that they have learned in grammar. Another way that I will do this is to base it on the number of sources. So a beginning, like a junior high writer about biographies might only have to have two sources. But then a high schooler, an eighth, ninth grader in there, they might have to merge three sources and use each source equally. So that is what we call merging of sources and getting material information from three sources instead of just one. And then, of course, like my last group that I just described on the 20-paragraph paper, they have to have 12 sources. But they've already had all that practice with merging two, then merging three, then merging four. All of these differentiations have been going with them, growing with them as they have grown in their writing. So writing about people is fantastic for second graders and fantastic for 12th graders. And depending on the framework that you use, you know, and be sure you're subscribed so that you get all of my Monday mini mails. I just had a mini Monday mini mail last week on frameworks and different pictures and examples of different ones for elementary writers. But whatever framework you're using, you help the student decide how to divide, where to divide, what all is needed, and so forth. And then they're ready to go find their information and write their biography. Thank you so much for joining me for episode number 23. We're going to head back into grammar next week and take a deeper dive into those 10 parts of speech. So if you remember, the very first 10 episodes of this, it was kind of an introduction to the first 10 parts of speech. We're going to take a deeper dive into each one of those for the next 10 weeks. So be sure you're subscribed at iTunes, YouTube, on the gram, and at Language Arts Lady so that you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you next week on 10 Minute Grammar.